if the Boy Scouts allowed homosexuals to become scout leaders, that would be the end of the Boy Scouts, because we know, you know, we know that the, pedophilia occurs at excessive rates in the homosexual community.
So this story also comes from Right Wing Watch. This is from Tony Perkins. Gay rights destroying America's warrior culture and chance of survival. Oh, good grief. He's pointing to the Boy Scouts, like, because the Boy Scouts recently came out and said that the their ban on gay scout leaders, you know, couldn't stand. That it was basically, you know, they didn't really reverse it. They basically just like came out and were like, yeah, it's not really going to hold up for very much longer. It was a weird thing. It was a kind of a weird half-hearted thing that they came out and said. But evidently that's gonna destroy our warrior culture.
Warrior culture. Well, let's listen to him. It's a Washington Watch, and this is Tony Perkins.
I had to surrender my Eagle Scout award.
Wow.
What, did somebody hold you up at gunpoint?
Like, they took it. Give me that Eagle Scout award. Yeah. Give me it.
Are you behind enemy Boy Scout lines and you had to surrender?
Give me that. I want to fuck it.
Somebody cut a hole in his fucking Eagle Scout award and turned it into a glory hole.
I'm fuck that sash.
I took it to the Buckskin Council in Charleston, West Virginia.
There's nothing gayer than the Buckskin Council. Nothing gayer.
It's a don't they also have like a rainbow council? This whole thing is clearly just, it's a little gay.
It's so gay.
With a letter and my medal, and I had to surrender it. I just couldn't go along with where the Boy Scouts are going. My scoutmaster was a hero in the Korean War. He was a tank commander. He and I, he would take us out in the middle of nowhere for weeks, and nobody knew where we were, and we would come back enhanced and enriched.
Is that what they call that? Is that what they call that? Enhanced and enriched.
Nobody knew where we were.
Nobody knew where we were. And then what he's implying is that if you're a gay scoutmaster, you could take these kids out anywhere in the world nowadays, and no one would know where you were, except someone would know where you were. Because even back then, someone knew where you were. Yeah.
Even if I bought his story, it's 2015. If my kid was in the Scouts, which he's not, but if my kid was in the Scouts and the Scoutmaster's like, yeah, we're going camping, I'd be like, great, where? And if he was like, don't know, middle of nowhere, home, find him for weeks. I'd be like, well, I'll just keep my son at home.
I think he's not going to go. Yeah.
Because you sound crazy.
I'm not going to sign the permission slip for this one, guys.
Yeah, that's not how you... First of all, that's not even how responsible people go exploring as adults. Like, if I were going to go, like, hike Yosemite, like, the thing to do is to be like, here's where I'm going, here's where I expect to be, here's where I expect to be back. Because if you don't give your fucking details to people, they don't know when you're going to, like, they don't know to send a search party when you're gone.
I also don't believe the weeks thing.
Like, nobody's gone for weeks. Kids can't carry enough supplies to support themselves
for weeks. I just don't believe
it.
Unless they fucking brought a tractor trailer or had fucking hella lifted food in.
Right.
I just don't believe it.
How old? I remember I went hiking. I went like backpacking through the boundary waters when I was like 13. And like a 13-year-old boy, unless you're an exceptionally fit 13-year-old boy, which I aggressively was not, sir.
Yeah.
You can't carry, you know, a 70 or 80-pound pack because at that point your body probably weighs 120 pounds.
You just can't do it. It'll just dig into you. It's unpleasant. I mean, you can get it for, you know, maybe a couple of, you know, 100 feet.
Maybe half a day even on the tops. But
you're doing, up there you're doing too much walking. It's impossible.
Right. Yeah.
And he's the third most influential person in my life. And I just...
Who are this? Hold on. First is Jesus.
Right. Yeah, it's
and the
Jesus.
Second one is Ronald Reagan, right?
God, I fucking nailed it, dude.
I just don't understand where the Scouts are a done entity, in my opinion. And so are the Girl Scouts when they're starting to let boys in now.
The Girl Scouts have always been inclusive, so don't fucking back on the Girl Scouts, because the Girl Scouts, since I remember back in the day, like somebody wound up bashing on getting Girl Scout cookies, and I went up and looked at it. I went out of my way. I'm like, I'm going to look this up, and found out, no, they are not related. They just happen to have the same name, but they're not related, and one's inclusive, and one's fucking not.
Right.
It's a shame. It's a shame, because in the military, when somebody would base camp, they would say, who's been an Eagle Scout? Anybody raised their hand was a patrol leader.
Exactly. And that's, Charles, I have to say, that is, I know that that's significant for those that aren't familiar with scouting, to reach the point of Eagle Scout and have that medal and turn it back in is making a huge statement. But I know exactly where you're coming from. And we've watched the scouts as they have been infected with political correctness, where they, you know, moved away from their moral standard of being morally straight and clean, and moving into open homosexuality. And I just saw this article this morning that, you know, wanting to ban squirt guns because it's just not kind. I mean, look, I think sometimes, I mean, you look at some of the stuff in our culture, the violence and stuff. Look, I get that. But the Boy Scouts, and I mean, you know this, Charles, but the history of the Boy Scouts began in Britain by a retired lieutenant general who simply wanted to prepare young boys to serve in the military. And you're right. My experience has been those that made it to the level of Eagle Scout were looked upon as leaders once they got into the military. Not the case anymore. I think you're right.
What is it? Did the Eagle Scouts not do the same things that they used to do?
I don't know, because you can be gay in the military. So why would they look at you different? Why would they be like, oh, you have a skill set that is transferable to the military, but we're not interested because you're gay, but it's okay to be gay here too. So it's really confusing how that would work.
Doesn't even seem like it
would.
Super
confusing. Yeah. Like, I have a transferable skill set. Don't care.
Yeah, sorry. It invalidates all your skill set because you're gay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. You like having sex with the wrong people.
It's like you were a computer programmer, then you became gay, and now you can't even fucking open a website.
The problem is you pitch a tent looking at the wrong gender.
Yeah. Little Boy Scout
joke.
It took a second. Nicely done.
I think the Boy Scouts, unfortunately, are becoming a thing of the past. But unfortunately, the left is not stopping with the Boy Scouts. They're trying to do the same thing to our nation's military as well. It's sad commentary, because it's the what I call the emasculation of our culture, or the feminizing of our culture, making boys soft. And you cannot survive as a culture. You have to have a warriors. You have to have a warrior, a subculture that's a warrior culture. I mean, it's just the reality. And that's being dismantled one organization, one piece at a time.
Man. And it's true. I mean, pretty soon there's going to be girls who want to get up in our treehouse. And the sign, Tom, explicitly says no girls with a Z.
Man, right.
Fucking no girls up right here. The fuck?
America is known as a peaceful culture. Like, right. we don't spend, I don't know, all of the money of all of the other fucking countries in the world combined on our military. Like, we're like the most warrior culture ever.
And I love the idea that let's say Boy Scouts were eliminated, suddenly we wouldn't have warriors anymore. You'd be right. Like, oh, there'd be no such thing as warriors. Or they wouldn't be trained. It's like, we have boot camp, dumb fuck.
Yeah,
you could
thing.
Literally have no warrior background whatsoever, which most people have no warrior background, yeah. And they can become a soldier.
Yeah, I don't actually think you get a warrior background before going into the military.
Really,
like, where
hard.
Would you get it from?
Well, I mean, I think you'd have to be an outlaw.
Like, what are you like? Like, you're like a fucking Apache from the 1800s? You're like,
you have to wear a kilt to a prom.
That's your warrior culture.
And there is no scientist or doctor that can validate you can get anything out of the rectum other than waste, refuse, and death. There is no life.
This is from WNEM.com. Coverage you can count on. Mom, outed pastor told gay son that he's going to hell. So this fucking dumbass pastor, and he kind of popped up all over the place. He's the guy who's like sharing dick pics on Grindr. And this is the same guy who, you know, is like, oh, yeah, I fucking hate the gays and the gays are bad and all that stuff. And he told this fucking kid that had serious depression, was considering suicide. He said that if he was going to go to hell for being gay, then he might as well go to hell by committing suicide. A little transference, maybe?
Oh, man.
I mean, can you, like, this is somebody was depressed. First of all, The first issue that I have with this, Cecil, is this false idea that going to your priest or your pastor is a substitute for getting counseling. There is a false idea that our priests and our pastors serve a psychological function as a counselor role. But they're not trained as fucking psychological counselors. They have, let's get that like 100% clear, just because you went to seminary or in many cases didn't go to seminary. Right. If you're like, you know, just part of some evangelical fucking corner church, you may have no actual formal training whatsoever. But somehow there's this idea that people are going to come to you for counseling and advice.
Sure.
And you are untrained and therefore very likely unskilled in providing counseling and advice. And it should be, I think, actually criminal for you to provide psychological counseling or advice, because I couldn't do it.
It's more than just psychological, though. We treat churches as like this group of especially church personnel as like this group of trained professionals. When it comes to childcare, yep. When it comes to psychological stuff, specifically what we're talking about here, when we're talking about sexual guidance, very often they're treated as sexual professionals. They're treated as marriage professionals,
which is weird.
Very often, and you got to imagine, you're like, you're not qualified for any of those roles.
Yeah, right.
In order for you to be a marriage counselor, as just a guy who wants to fucking throw a thing on the wall and say I'm a marriage counselor,
You got to do a thing.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I'm just a fucking guy who's going to like, because I could just be a jagoff with an office that gives you bad advice,
right?
But that's not a fucking qualified professional.
Right.
That's a jagoff with an office who gives you bad advice. And that's the thing, is that's all they are.
Yep.
They're just a jagoff with an office, and you come in and then they tell you some weird shit. Like at one point this person says, this person, Kish, said Michaela told him the sin of being gay is no different than the sin of committing suicide. And then after that, he sort of held him in his arms and sang the 80s song, I Just Died in Your Arms. Very, very softly to him. But I mean, seriously, like fucking, this is a guy who just looks at you and is like, go ahead and kill yourself.
Right. Because I hate myself. And so I'm going to, I mean,
if you were a trained professional, and you said that to someone, you would lose your license.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to do that anymore. But there again, because they're not trained professionals, there's no regulation on them, and then they just slip through the cracks.
Dude, and there's nothing to lose. You can't lose your fucking pastoring license.
This is Attack of the Theocrats again. This is exactly what Sean wrote about in his book when he wrote Attack of the Theocrats. There's a fucking huge section on this.
Right.
There's just no regulation for these people.
Right.
They don't fucking follow the same rules that we do. They get to make judgments and give advice when they're completely unqualified to do so. And then this guy is a fucking, you said projecting earlier, that's because he was on Grindr?
I know, right? Like, this guy's out trolling for gay sex, which, fine, fucking troll for gay sex.
There's an app for that.
Dude.
There is literally an app for that.
Do it. It's fine. I don't care at all. Like, go have sex with the people you enjoy having sex with. Who cares? But, like, there's a fucking impressionable teenage kid coming to you and saying, like, I am depressed and I might end my life.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do about this? No.
Right. No, because first of all, I can't do anything about it because you came to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
You came to a guy who literally is, you may as well fucking talk to the fucking 7-Up delivery truck driver.
Yeah.
It has seriously the same amount of qualifications.
And only if the 7-Up delivery driver has as much self-loathing as I have.
Right. Actually,
yeah. Because the 7-Up delivery driver might give you better advice.
This isn't even good enough to be neutral.
Yeah.
It's not even neutral bad. Yeah. It's like fucking chaotic bad. Yeah.
You made a D&D joke.
I did. I don't really understand it, though. I hope I did it right.
But you did a good job. I think you did. You totally nailed it. Good for you. Roll a D20.
Do you solemnly swear to tell truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Why don't you answer him?
He's talking pig Latin. I don't know what he's saying.
He's asking you if you swear.
No, but I know all the words.
He's asking you if you'll swear to tell the truth.
Truth is stranger than fiction. Judgy-wudgy.
This story, God, this fucking story, is from LGBTQNation.com. Argentinian judges reduce rapist sentence because the 6-year-old victim was gay. This is so fucking sad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So two, not even one, Cecil, but two Argentinian judges They got together to be hate-filled fucking weird bigots that can decide a six-year-old is gay?
Yeah. Well, how did they decide, though?
Well, they decided because he was molested previously, right?
Oh.
Isn't that how they decided?
So is that make you gay?
If you're an Argentinian bigot, it does.
Yeah, it says it cannot be considered abuse when a boy is being abused in his home and accustomed to sexual behavior that has a homosexual orientation, because it turns out that he was already abused at the hands of his own father. So the person who abused him second got sloppy seconds? Is that how that works?
Right.
Yeah.
Like the logic here is that, like, oh, well, somebody already fucked that ass. So
yeah.
Now if I'm coming along second, you know, like, you're all good. Like, yeah. You know, you're ready to go. You're a six-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at a six-year-old kid, you look at a fucking kindergarten kid, and you're like, he already takes it in the butt. Whatever. It's fine.
He already takes it in the butt because I forced him to take it in the butt once. Like, or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Horrible people did horrible things to a child.
A man already touched his penis.
Right.
Therefore, he's always gay. Was that an on-off switch? It's not like fucking you flip that switch.
So, like by the same logic, if a woman had been raped once, is it less rapey the second time?
It is.
I'm not even being like.
No, it clearly is. In this culture, I can't imagine it not being.
Because, like, oh, well, you know, I mean, you've already had that experience once. So, if I just fucking club you over the head.
Sure.
And then the second time I club you over the head, it's like less clubby. The second time, like you're standing there like, I'm fucking used to it. Brain damage doesn't mean anything
whatever,
to me anymore.
Bro.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't even care anymore. I'm like super, I can't even imagine how this lack of logic would work. How would you, like, what is broken in your humanity that you look at a fucking kindergarten boy and you're just like, nah, he probably didn't really rape. It wasn't like a legitimate rape. It wasn't rape.
It was
consensual homosexual 6-year-old rape. So let's reduce this.
Yeah, because
this is somebody you want walking the streets too.
A 6-year-old can consent.
Can consent.
Sure.
Right. And a 6-year-old has to define sexual orientation.
I've said it before. If a 6-year-old can say yes to ice cream.
Oh, God. No. Turn off the show. Turn off all of your rate. Like, break everything with a speaker in your home.